I tried to take my own life.
L-O-F-E. And it means loser of fucking everything. I am a fucking loser at everything.
You're supposed to be my lab partner.
I am.
No, you're not. You're disloyal.
What kind of bird are you?
You're a wallflower.
If it was me dying on the sidewalk, you'd walk right over me.
Done a lot of things.
Holidays are right around the corner, and this giving season, I'm giving up.
Heart to heart.
Dying on the sidewalk, you'd walk right over me. I pass you every day and you don't notice me.
I can't fucking trust you.
Oh,
I don't
can't
fucking
trust
love
me.
You. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, you
shut up. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up.
I can't swan.
Shut up.
Who shows me the least bit of attention.
You just have to show up.
Show
for
up.
Yes.
Show up.
Yes.
I fucking showed up for you. I showed up. I was standing there for you.
You feel alone right now.
Pick a superpower. Right. Invisibility or flight.
Right.
I'm already invisible.
Every girl I liked growing up rejected me. And because of that, I've grown into a man who is chronically nervous around women. I'm an emotional midget.
Does anybody actually care about you?
Scarier than being alone with your own thoughts?
I disappear? Like, who cares? Nobody cares, man.
Nothing ever mattered. I decided within the next month I'll not sit on my roof and think about jumping, but I'll actually kill myself.
If I disappear, like, who cares? Nobody cares, man. Seriously. Yeah, that's okay. That's life. That's life.
Sorry, I don't fully understand, sir.
How did you feel?
I didn't feel anything.
Did it. You took my one chance at happiness and crushed it. Crushed it into little tiny bite-sized pieces. I really had expected better of you people. I guess I'm a loser for that too. Don't bother showing up tomorrow. I'll just tell them you all died in a marching accident. So thanks. Thanks for the...
You don't even know me. Why do you care?
Yeah, I used to be suicidal. Hey, man, all I gotta say, man, life is beautiful, man. It's always gonna get worse. You know, it's people in other countries getting their heads chopped off, you know. Getting burnt in fires and stuff like that, it can always be worth it, man. Just follow your dreams like I did. I was suicidal at one point. The grass ain't green just because I'm making, got a little jewelry, stuff like that, that don't mean I'm always happy. So life can always get worse, and don't look at other people's situations, man. Just follow your dreams, really.
You know, ever since we were little, I would get this feeling like I'm floating inside. Body looking down on myself. And I hate what I see. acting.
Only one way to get out of this.
Come on, Edgar. That's not true. Besides, if you've got all the answers, what do you suggest? Here's a suggestion. Blow your brains out in front of all these people. Okay, come on, Edgar. I got a lot to live for, according to everybody. I'm not gonna kill myself. Well then, maybe I can help.
Quagmire, no!
Well, Edgar, if you think that would be best, yes, you'll be out of your misery.
Quagmire, have you lost your mind?
I'm holding this gun until you start thinking straight. Quagmire, why the hell would you want to kill yourself?
Yeah, whoever heard of a depressed ventriloquist?
You want to know why? Because I can't do this anymore. My life is over. I tried to adjust, but it's impossible.
This is a cute story. My brother, who is addicted to painkillers, blew his head off on the State Street Bridge. Bam! Now, hold on. It gets better. No letter. No goodbye. Nothing.
So they say to me, they say, boss, who the fuck is it going to be? Them or me? Me or them?
This shit ain't even funny, and the fat people laughing and saying, that's fucked up, bro. Y'all laughing right now, bro. Y'all sitting here laughing at me, bro. Y'all sitting here laughing at me. It hurts, bro. It hurts.
It's been getting worse. And I can't turn it off this time.
My pain is constant and sharp. And I do not hope for a better world for anyone. In fact, I want my pain to be inflicted on others.
Days seem sometimes as if they'll never end. Sun takes its heels to taunt you. But after sunlit days, one thing stays the same. Rises the moon.
Joe, what the hell is wrong with you? Why would you try to kill yourself?
What do you think? I'm worthless.
But you've been so happy these last few days.
I've been manic. You think Andy Dick is happy?
I couldn't imagine, no.
Look, when I saw Peter become a hero, I guess it reminded me of all the things I can't do. I'm a cop who can't save anyone. I'm a husband in a legless marriage. My whole life is a joke.
I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel.
Because they're dead.
Okay, I got a good one. Why do my parents not love me? I don't know either.
Oh, this is like cool. I've never seen a face mask like that. My favorite type of face mask is a plastic bag. Oh my god, you guys are just too cute together. Blow my fucking brains if I got. There's just something about these videos that just, they just really want to make me kill myself. Oh my god, you guys are just too cute together. Like, you guys would make the perfect couple. I feel like my perfect match would probably be like a 12 gauge.
I don't know. I'd probably like I'll probably like kill myself. Aww. And I'm gonna wrap my truck around a tree.
Oh my god, guys! I'm literally gonna kill myself. My biggest ick is probably just waking up in the morning. Like, it's just like, oh god, why? Like why can I just not wake up?
Aww. Okay, let's see where my 12 gauge is gonna kiss me.
Hey, bro, just a quick question. Who the fuck asked? I can't remember asking. Okay, Mr. Beast, my pitch is you give me $10,000 and I don't kill myself.
See, me, I wouldn't cry over something like that. The only time you'll ever see me crying like that is probably when like the plug runs out of the Zaza. That's crazy because like my parents do like the same thing. They started pronouncing "I love you" weird. Keep saying "you're such a disappointment." TikTok thinks they're funny. Put this on my For You page, knowing that I don't get them. Real funny, guys. Yeah, mine's also like 10. 10 times 0. Somebody please kill me.
I feel so empty, bored, unfulfilled, like something's missing, like I want something more, like there's this giant, bottomless, infinite hole inside me. So I try to fill it with all kinds of junk to make it go away. But these don't work. They give me a quick high, but it doesn't last, leaving me frustrated, addicted, and wanting more. So I think maybe it's me, maybe I'm the problem. I need to be bigger, better, smarter, funnier, better looking. So I build myself up on the outside into some person that I don't even know, that I don't even like. And on the inside, I beat myself down, sometimes severely, and I feel more empty. Then I think, maybe if I get my shit together and have the perfect job with the perfect life and the perfect money and all the perfect shiny things I ever wanted, that will fill the hole. So I work and I work and I work and I work. But these things never work out the way we want, and now I gotta deal with dead dreams and feeling like a failure. And even if they do work out and I make it to the top and I get all the things I always thought would make me happy, when I get there, I look around and I say, now what? Something's still missing. Time passes, the emptiness has been sitting, festering, fermenting, farting, becoming toxic, and it changes me, making me bitter, critical, and self-centered. And I blame everyone and everything around me for not fulfilling me. And I go from job to job, relationship to relationship, place to place, leaving a real path of cheeriness along the way. Ultimately, I'm tired, I'm done searching, I just don't care, and I give up trying to solve the mystery of the whole and just deal with it. I'm perfectly fine going back to stringing together enough distractions and stimulations to get me through, keeping me moderately satisfied until the day I die. course, on the outside, no one would ever know. Everything appears to be going exactly how I wanted it to go, exactly how I planned it to go. A big success, the perfect facade. But on the inside, I'm all alone. And I groan.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's been munched. It opened up. It came out. It hit the ground really hard. I don't really know. Maybe it's actually perfect. Maybe it did everything it needed to do.
Mom, I'm sorry, and I won't do it again.
I know you won't. And to make sure, we're also not allowing you to perform in the talent show.
What? No. No, you can't do that. Ground me for a year. I don't care. But you have to let me play in that show. This could be my big break.
I'm sorry.
Come on. This isn't fair. I just got Bill in the band.
Actually, Roderick, that doesn't help your case. Bill's kind of a jerk.
Our decision is final.
And they're probably missing me right now. They're probably out looking around. Hey, where's Emmett? Hey, where's my best friend Emmett? Hey, you know what? Ask all my friends. They'll tell you.
Oh, we asked them all right. Boom.
That guy's not a criminal mastermind.
See?
Yeah, you know, he's kind of a average, normal kind of guy.
Thank you.
But you know, he's not like normal like us. No, he's not that special.
Wait, I'm so confused. Who are we talking about? Wait, does he work with us?
Gail doesn't remember me.
Look at Randy. He likes sausage. That's something. Gail is perky. That's something.
Harry. Well, when you say Harry, I go. When you say the other guy, I go.
You are the worst person I know. You constantly hit on your best friend's wife. A man pays for your food and rescued you from certain death, and this is how you repay him? And to add insult to injury, you defecate all over his yard. And you're such a sponge. You pay for nothing. You always say, "Ooh, I'll get you later." But later never comes. And what really bothers me is you pretend you're this deep guy who loves women for their souls when all you do is date bimbos. Yeah, I date women for their bodies, but at least I'm honest about it. I don't buy them a copy of Catcher in the Rye and then lecture them with some seventh grade interpretation about Holden Caulfield, some profound intellectual. He wasn't. He was a spoiled brat. And that's why you like him so much. He's you. God, you're pretentious. And you delude yourself by thinking you're some great writer, even though you're terrible. You know, I should have known Cheryl Teagues didn't write me that note. She would have known there's no A in the word definite. And I think what I hate most about you is your textbook liberal agenda. How we should legalize pot, man. How big business is crushing the underclass. How homelessness is the biggest tragedy in America. Well, what have you done to help? I work down at the soup kitchen, Brian. Never seen you down there. You want to help? Grab a ladle. And by the way, driving a Prius doesn't make you Jesus Christ. Oh, wait, you don't believe in Jesus Christ, or any religion for that matter, because religion is for idiots. Well, who the hell are you to talk down to anyone? You failed college twice, which isn't nearly as bad as your failure as a father. How's that son of yours you never see? But you know what? I can forgive all of that, all of it, if you weren't such a bore. That's the worst of it, Brian. You're just a big, sad, alcoholic bore.
All my emotions gone, and I have nothing to feel. Like, if I can't feel anything, I feel numb. I don't know what to do to help it either. I don't want to talk to family or friends because I don't want them to worry. But if I don't talk to anyone, how am I going to get rid of the feeling? I don't know if getting a girlfriend would help me. I feel like if I do, I would just hurt her and make her feel like me. And I don't want anyone to feel the way I do, I guess. I just hate other people's happiness because me, myself,
embarrassed because I was like, you know, I was like this amazing thing, like your special creation or something, and you don't like who I am now.
Yeah, who are you, Nick?
This is me, Dad. Here, this is who I am.
I'm gonna shoot myself right now.